This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The NFL draft is coming.
The draft is 7 days away. The Falcons currently have the number 4 pick overall on the draft. We better not draft another Buster. I want the best player available. Just take the best guy on the board. Where was I? The draft is 7 days away.
It's 5 o'clock
on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa! KC got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. And we appreciate all the pictures of folks sending us, like our man George, who said, the search is over. Time to try it. He's got the Hey Man L watermelon lime in the truck or wherever he's at there.
Right on.
And thank you, man, for listening, George. We appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody. Appreciate everybody out there who's checking it out. Locations are out there, and you can check them out if you can't find it. Make sure wherever you shop or your package store is that you ask for it. Lots going on today, guys. We're going to give you hear from the horse's mouth from Trey Young coming up in less than 20 minutes from now. He got injured last night. And before we dive into the Falcon report, guys, we are awaiting to hear official word. Mike, I don't think he's seriously injured because, again, he goes on the jump today on ESPN and talks about, hey, you know, I got my MRI coming up, but the x-rays were negative last night. But I think in the moment, like he said, it hurt like hell, but it doesn't seem like this might be something that will linger and hopefully not keep him out.
Right. The x-ray said that he's okay, but it looked awful, and he could put no weight on that as he was hobbling off the court last night at the Garden. So, but again, we're waiting to see, and I'm waiting to see what Mike Conti's got from the Hawks on this. But last night was just brutal because first Trey goes down, and then obviously Capella went down, although Capella was able to kind of grind it out. More on that coming up. But Falcon Report brought to you by our buddies at Domino's. Don't forget, guys, get all sorts of great deals every night of the week. The combos for $5.99, where you mix and match, and three topping pizzas for $7.99. And don't forget, guys, car side delivery. You ask for it when you go online, and they bring the pizza right out to your car. Contactless delivery from Domino's.
All right. I want to get to this before we hear from the experts. Peter King joined us yesterday. We talked to Coach Brian Billick, and I want you to hear what they had to say about the fourth overall pick for the Falcons. But we've been patiently waiting to hear what you want to do. So I'm going to step back because I want to make sure I take this in.
By the way, Conti just said Trae Young will not play against Miami tomorrow, and Capella is questionable. All right, brother, you and I have gone round and round, basically, but from the time, unfortunately, the season was over, which was around Halloween, we started thinking out loud about where we would go, where we would wind up, and here we are picking in the prime position, the pivotal spot, as Peter King told us about this draft spot. You and I have talked about quarterbacks. We've talked about the new bookends offensive linemen like a Penei Sewell. Everybody loves the game of Pitts and what he could do to kind of create all these different matchups. But as they said in the Highlander, Carl, there can be only one. Now, I'm not going to play Nostradamus. That's your job. I'm just telling you, if I was the Falcons general manager, with the fourth selection, Mike, the GM of the Falcons, selects quarterback, Ohio State, Justin Fields.
Yeah! I think this I just saw a future quarterback,
Super Bowl
baby.
With Matt and Julio.
That's
Let me
it.
Say that again. This Falcon team is never, ever going to win a Super Bowl the way they're
presently composed. Please. Whatever you're going to add in this offseason. It's just the way I feel.
You got excited.
And part of it is, unless they cut somebody big. Here's where I, and by the way, guys, here's how I came to this conclusion. I love the idea of trading down. Carl's heard me talk about trading down probably, God knows, 36 times on this Falcon Report in the last couple of months. To trade down, and Carl brought this up yesterday, you've got to have some space and you've got to have some money. And to take on extra players, we don't even have the money to barely cover payroll this season. I love the idea of trading down and still getting Fields and then finding the way, Carl, to move up and use all those pieces to maximize talent in the later rounds. But that's a lot of moving parts. First things first, what are we doing? If, as long as, Carl, the 49ers don't take him, if Mac Jones' love is for real, and everyone seems to say it is, I love Fields. I wanted this guy, and I said it on the show after that semifinal game against Clemson. He's a hometown kid, and I truly believe that we're not going anywhere next year, and the following year we'll get a chance to work him in. Matt will be a class act. He will handle this with the same class we've come to expect from Ryan. Fans will want Fields, and I just think the turnaround will take too long to worry about this player or that player. Get your next generational quarterback. That man's Justin Fields.
Woo!
Never won the Super Bowl with Julio.
Yes, sir.
Atlanta needs it. We need it. Go read my blog. This is why I think that whole hope thing exists with the fan base here is we're looking for some of that. That's not to say we wouldn't be good with Pitts or anybody else. Now, if you're going, well, Dukes, what about you? What you think? Well, I'm glad you asked. I haven't come to a conclusion yet. I wrote that piece about Atlanta as a city and a fan base needing some inspiration as we move forward in this transition from where we are to where we're going to be in 3 to 5 years. And that, Mike, is the only reason I wrote that about Justin Fields is because I think it's a misnomer out there to say two bad games is what this guy is when his career, the guy was 20-2. And on the biggest stage, outplayed arguably the best quarterback that is in this draft, if you know, depending on who you're talking to. They'll both get a chance to prove it. I love the fact that you broke it down that way. People are hitting us up. Mike Bell, ATL, put him up, C. Dukes. We get to next week. I told you guys, I wanted to process all the information, and I'm there. I am really going to be able to say, here's where I think we're going next Thursday. And I'll do it next week because I've been going back and forth with people and talking to people about this. The problem is, and I'm not saying it's a problem for you or I, the problem gets back to, I got to give the Falcons credit. Everybody I'm talking to, they're close to the vest, man. Terry Fontenot is not saying jack. I'm telling you
guys. As well,
they
shouldn't. And again, and look, in a perfect world, if they could find a way to make some of those things I said work, if we could trade down, because if you believe, again, guys, this has no bearing on what's going to happen a week from tonight, but there's a lot of stuff now where Fields on some of these mocks is falling to 13. I still don't buy that. But I'm going back to where I started. This whole thing started. I went back. I looked at my Twitter. I wanted Fields 3 months ago, and then we talked about there was a time where you and I talked about Penei Sewell every day.
Sure. Yep.
And then the last couple of days, I talked about Kyle Pitts. The trade down thing has been going on for a while, but I just think, and again, guys, I know this is hard for guys who love Matt Ryan, and I know I get it. We love Matt Ryan. We respect Matt Ryan, but I got to be honest. I just think we did all those things that Chris loves to taunt me with are true. We missed our window. Matt has been nothing but a class act, and this is not disrespectful to Matt, but we need to re-energize this fan base. 19 was abysmal for attendance with this team. We've got to get people fired up about this squad. It's going to take a year or two for them to turn it around. So Fields, for me, checks all the boxes. I love the talent. I love the mobility. I love this kid from the day we wanted him to start at Georgia. You know, kind of like how Shockley, Carl, he was a victim of circumstance. Like Shock could have probably done some better things in Green, but Green was the proven starter like Fromm was. It was no fault of Jake, no fault of Dave back in the day. But this kid is an added dimension we need here in the NFL in 2021.
Guy asked me today, and then we're going to let you hear from Peter King about the fourth overall pick in an interview that I was doing. And he said, because I got a couple of calls a day from a couple of different markets. And it's funny because everybody thinks there's going to be a trade. And there may be, guys. I mean, Washington is, they may do something. We talked about the Broncos. But he said, who's going to be better? And I truly believe this. I think Trevor Lawrence's arm talent is special. There's no doubt. He's always kind of had that. You forget, and I laid this out in the article I wrote, that Justin Fields was more accurate. Okay? He was even more accurate than Joe Burrow. And Burrow was on point. So when you talk about the upside, I said to him today, Mike, and I believe this, because of his athleticism, you don't find quarterbacks running 4-4-4-3. Okay? Because of his athleticism, he brings an element that I think he can potentially be better. But he's got to work, and he's got to show us.
But the talent from an athletic standpoint is there for Justin. And so if you were to say 5 years from now, who's the better quarterback? It's always hard to judge these things. But just from an athletic standpoint, he's a beast, man.
But here's the other aspect of this. Because Brandon, who listens to us every day, hit us up. He goes, I respect it. I'll be happy with anything we do. He goes, this segment is hilarious. I go, yeah, me too. I just want to go on record. I said this last week. And I know that in this world, we got to have it. Look, guys, make a decision. Don't sit there and go, well, I could do this, I could do that. Like a Chinese menu. One from column A, one from column B. But I will say this, Carl. Next Friday, a week from tomorrow, if we find out that it is, we traded down and we got Penei Sewell or we got Trey Lance, I'm still cool with that. Or if we went and we decided it's going to be Kyle Pitts, I like all our options. I don't think fans have to think of this as this zero-sum game. But to me, the thing that really fires up the fan base, gets me excited about going down to Mercedes-Benz and paying for that PSL is Justin Fields. Here's the bottom line, the straight dope. We've got to let this thing run its course.
All right, let's hear from Peter King. He joined us yesterday. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our Falcon Report. Mike, I waited all day for it. It was well worth the wait. Next week, I'll drop my knowledge. Peter King, what do you think about the fourth pick for our Falcons?
I think it all depends. This is about, is Terry Fontenot in love with one of the quarterbacks? Is Arthur Smith in love with one of the quarterbacks? One of the points that I'm making is that Arthur Blank clearly can, tip the scale. And if he chose to, obviously he owns the team. He can, do what he wants. But you're not going to hire a general manager and a head coach and give them authority over the football team. And then the first major decision they have to make, you say, I know I said that 4 months ago or 3 months ago, but here's how it's really going to be. I don't see him doing that. So the only way they take a quarterback, I believe, is if they, Fontenot and Smith, both love one and love the same one. And obviously he's still available at number four. And it seems to make sense that they would stick with Matt Ryan and he'd ride out the rest of his career in Atlanta. I get that, but there's two issues with that. Number one, no one knows what Arthur Smith deep down inside feels about Matt Ryan. We'll find out in 8 days. If they pick quarterback at number four, it's going to be hard for Arthur Smith to stand up there and say, man, I really, really love Matt Ryan.
It's a great comment from Peter King because that's the unknown in this element. It's Dukes and Bell. I do want you to hear from Coach Brian Billick as we asked him about the options at four overall.
Well, the good thing is, and a lot of people can conjecture about the quarterback. I'm one that doesn't believe that they should take the quarterback, but Matt Ryan still has a lot of good football left. The great thing about the top end of the draft, and so the first 10 picks, is because of all the quarterbacks and what's coveted, you've got some blue chip top 5, top 10 talent that's going to push itself back to 10 and 15 in the draft. So teams have got to be excited about that. Atlanta, you got to have someone let's move back. Well, it's got to be someone that wants to move up. That's part of the equation itself. And if it is, then Atlanta has to look at, well, how far back are we willing to go to? We were one that believed, and Ozzie Newsome always believed, you never move out of a blue chip player. And notwithstanding the quarterback, that blue chip level may be 7 players, 8 players, 10 players from year to year. There are some players here because the quarterback said if you could move back 3, 4, 6, 8 spots, you could very well still end up with a blue chip player. Whether it be the offensive linemen, Slater and Sewell from Northwestern and Oregon, the edge rusher Pay from Michigan, the two receivers from Alabama, Patrick Surtain. There's some good talent there. Not to even mention the opportunity, I think Kyle Pitts, Matt Ryan would have a Tony Gonzalez potential type player and what that would do for the offense at number four. So they've got a lot of options at number four.
You know what's crazy about the comparison? Real quick about Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez, by the time he got here, and as he got older, he was crafty. He just knew how to get open. He wasn't fast. This guy is fast. I can catch a 10-yard out or a 10-yard in and take it to the house. Tony wasn't going to do that. Tony's going to catch you a third down and seven and get your first down. But that's the fundamental difference of the explosiveness of a guy like Kyle Pitts. That's Coach Brian Billick, by the way.
Right, and love Billick because, again, and by the way, part of the reason I'm taking Fields is Brian Billick probably could have won two or three Super Bowls if he had a quarterback. Mm. It was the best defense for a decade until he got fired up there because they never had the quarterback. They won it with Trent Dilfer. He needed some guys to make some plays, and he never got it. Kyle Bowler wasn't that guy.
Coming up, the latest on Trae Young, the injury and the Hawks. Are you worried that this may not be a long playoff run after watching last night? It's Dukes and Bell.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFL Draft is a week away, and Alabama wideout Devontae Smith, one of the most productive players that we've seen in many years, is facing criticism because he's, quote, too small for some draft prognosticators. Smith won the Heisman Trophy, set nearly all of Alabama's single-season and career records, and was clearly one of college football's best players. Production matters, especially when you're playing in the SEC and in the college football playoff. But that's apparently not good enough because he measured 6 foot 170 pounds. Smith, when he was asked about it, will tell you, size doesn't matter and it's how you play the game. In so many ways, he's right. The NFL has legislated out a lot of the violent contact that wide receivers take, so smaller, faster players have started to excel. If you watch Devontae Smith on film, there's no doubt that he shows up. And in the NFL, that's what matters most. I'm Tiki Barber.
Napa Know How. Get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $26.48. They're like the only couple you don't mind inviting over. They help you with your car, they save you money, and they never display their affection publicly. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Did you know Prilosec OTC can stop frequent heartburn before it begins? Block heartburn at the source by taking the Prilosec OTC 2-week challenge. With just one pill a day, you get 24-hour heartburn relief. Start today and sign up at PrilosecOTC.com for $3 off. Just one pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Buy Prilosec OTC at Walmart or Walmart.com. Start the 2-week challenge today and see the difference for yourself.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
How worried are you after watching last night and seeing our star go down and Trae Young, who will not play Friday and maybe out longer than that, hopefully not, but this was a playoff environment last night. Knicks ultimately win in overtime. If you went to bed or maybe you went, But when Trae left the game, we're up.
Well, yeah, that was a noise. That was a noise I made when Trae rolled his ankle last night. Oh, yeah.
95-87, we were up, Mike. And then he gets hurt, right? And so x-rays are negative. We're going to let you hear what he had to say with Rachel Nichols today on The Jump in just a second. But are you worried?
Well, I mean, anytime you see something like that, you got to figure it's going to take more than some ice. I mean, it's going to take a couple of days. I know that Mike Conti said he's going to be out for the next game against the Heat, against another physical squad. And say what you want about Trae. I know we always got to rally for our own guy, which is kind of wacky here in this town. Accepted guy. He is our star point guard, okay? And Trae was the guy. And when he went out of the game, they made a run on us. I mean, the only thing that would have kept us in this game, which irked me so much last night, was the free throws. And if Goodwin can make both of his free throws, he made the second. But if Brandon Goodwin makes the second, then Bogey's unbelievable three could have been our game winner.
Yeah.
But all the air went out of the bag when Trae left the game. And of course, overtime, it was obvious. We got outscored 15-5.
Yeah, I mean, the effort was there. Randall was the problem last night. He continues to be a problem. And this is why, you know, I say I'm concerned. I don't know if I'm worried. I'm worried about the injury because this stuff just doesn't heal up. Hell, LeBron still hadn't played. Okay, he got hurt against us. And he's still out. He may not be, you know, back before the start of the playoffs. Who knows? But Randall, 40 points last night, 6 of 8 from beyond the arc. That's three-pointers. We just had no answer for him. And if you're going to say that we had a chance to win and we did, and, you know, if some things went our way and they didn't, I will say this. This is my criticism of last night. And you know, when a guy's killing you like this and he's had success against you, right, get the ball out of his hands. When the game was on the line – we found a way to double him at the end of regulation, and we didn't allow him to beat us. We should have done more of that, in my opinion, last night. And maybe next time we have Nate on, we'll ask him about that. You know, but those are the little things that bugged a lot of people about LP. Mm-hmm. And last night was one of those things that I'm going, get it out. Dude, let these other guys beat us. If Barrett and all these other guys are shooting the ball, great. But you let Randall score 40 again on us. And Mike, we're 0-3 right. against the Knicks. So this is a team, I'll be honest with you, I don't want to see in the playoffs. I'm not saying that they're that much better than us. It's just a matchup thing, and we have no answer for him. None.
No. And again, he's getting hot. The last, we talked about it, 10 games he's been on fire. He's doing this to everybody in the Eastern Conference. He's 6'8", 250. You know, John Collins is listed at 235 and 6'9". He looks skinny as hell against this guy. I mean, that's why I joked around earlier. We were talking with John Jastrzemski, who does radio and TV up in New York. He looks like Xavier McDaniel meets Carl frickin' Malone coming through the post, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a big boy.
But man. I mean, but in, and I was joking with Carl earlier. Maybe this is why Johnny made the trip to the GNC and he got some stuff that he needed, shouldn't have had that's on the banned list because he's still, I don't know if he's looking to bulk up. That was coming off the rehab from the injury. But John needs to get a little thicker. And if he's going to be our max contract guy, I would like to see some of that happen. I mean, you know, that comes with weight and training. That if they want to do that, I mean, some guys lose their athleticism by putting on 10 pounds, right? But don't you just feel – DeAndre Hunter's a defensive presence. Cam is – I think Cam is listed at 6'8". It just seems like against the Bucks, we're going to see it against the Heat with Butler and company. We definitely saw it against the Nets. We certainly – let's be honest, Carl, we're going to see it again with the Sixers. Big physical guys that can really take it to the hole. Now, unless we're going like, you know, shooting 60% from three, we're going to have a hard time in a low post. And that's not a knock on Capella. Just they're just guys are coming at us in waves, and they got size.
So Trey went on the jump earlier today. This was prior to him getting his MRI. He said he was getting it later today. He may be getting it as we speak. May have already had it, but we now know he won't play on Friday against the Heat. So let's hear Trey talk to Rachel Nichols about this injury.
Yeah, thankfully I have my ankle braces on. It definitely stopped it from going and twisting a little bit more, and I thought it could have been worse, but it feels a lot better. It's still sore. I'm getting an MRI here in a little bit to see if there's any more, but a lot better than what it felt in the moment for sure.
Yeah, it looked awful. He looked like he was in a lot of pain. And while I mentioned this earlier, Carl, I'll give a shout-out to Clint Capella. A lot of guys would have said, Coach, I'm out, but he had to go make his free throws to maintain eligibility to stay in that game after he landed awkwardly on the small of his back. Do you thought it was a dirty play by Rose, by the way? Pulling the foot out?
Questionable.
Yeah, I thought that could have been. I mean, I don't know. It depends who the ref is, how they're going to call it. But anyway, he does stay in the game, and he grinded, but he was in a terrible amount of pain as well, was Capella.
Trey also talked about playoff potential and what it means for this team.
It feels a lot better. It feels a lot better than the previous years, obviously. Winning a lot more games matter a lot more, too. And you feel it. Each game matters. And we're approaching each game and taking each game seriously. And I think it's shown recently. And hopefully we can get guys back. Hopefully... Yeah, we have a lot of guys still injured. And then me going down last night, we got to get some guys back healthy.
Yeah, man. I mean, it feels good because we're close, right? You feel better than you have in years past because this looks like it's a playoff team. The seeding's going to matter. And that right now, after this game last night, the Knicks are in front of us now. They've jumped to the fourth spot. We'll see how this thing plays out. All these games, we said it, are important. But last night was a playoff intensity type game. And we came up short. So 404-741-0929. You guys can text us. Just not the news you want to hear. I'm not going to make excuses.
Right.
We're not going to say, you know, if, ands, or buts. But just not the news you want to hear when you say, hey, the guy that stirs the drink, who was playing well last night, by the way. Trey was playing well, Mike. Gets injured.
I mean, that's just it. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. He goes out, and they lost it. I mean, Lou had a couple of shots, but for the most part, guys, everything that Trey was doing, the offense was getting set through Trey, you know, getting Bogey, getting the other guys involved. Meanwhile, speaking of injuries, everybody is dealing with that, so no one's going to cry for us, but we have been decimated. Just when we get a guy back, another guy's out. Collins comes back, and now, you know, Trey's out, and then we still don't know when we're going to get DeAndre Hunter back. But real quick, speaking of injuries, Anthony Davis is slated, Carl, to make his return against the Mavericks, and according to the LA Times, LeBron James light workout for them, so he's getting closer.
All right, yeah, and this playoff thing again. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if we happen to go on a slide, guys, we could easily be in this play-in thing. Okay, And you're going, where's this play-in thing? It's the first year the NBA is doing it. But basically, you take the top 10 teams, right? And you go, oh, there's top eight. So 10 and 9 and 7 or 8 and 7 are all going to play basically in a play-in tournament, okay? And depending on your seeding, so if right now, if it's the Heat, right, and they're taking on the Hornets, the Heat would have to win one game. The Hornets would have to win two. And if they do, then it would be based on who would be the 7th and 8th seed in the Eastern Conference. So right now, we're 5th, but not by much. I mean, we're only a half game up on the Celtics, who are 6th.
Everybody's so closely much, right?
And the Heat are one game out, and we play them Friday. So this, we could slide, Mike, and all of a sudden look at our standings and be like, oh, next week, we're in the 8th spot. Well, guess what then? We might have to be in this play-in thing in, right, you know, 2 weeks.
That was what I told you about. You know, LaMelo Ball, you know, putting the Hornets back in the mix. Remember, they lost. They had Hayward was banged up. So everybody has had to deal with their stuff with their stars. But then when we do get back healthy, I mean, do you still think that – is this something, regardless of where we go or what we do in the postseason, that we need to get another guy? I mean, a more physical presence? I mean, the way this thing is constructed, it's almost like we need a Draymond or an Iguodala, the way we're kind of like a Golden State East, right?
That's a good point.
Or just somebody who brings some – I mean, I like
– you know who that guy
Capella
is?
Capella does his thing, but still, we need a little more – you know, a little bit more physicality.
Okay, so, you know, I would tell you that the versatility of DeAndre Hunter changes this whole team.
Bingo. You nailed it. Yeah, got to get him back.
Got to get him back. So –
how are you going to defend the Sixers if we match that? If we get into the second round, right, or the Brooklyn Nets, or the – we just saw the Bucks. The Bucks, and again, we weren't 100%, but they're just – guys are, like, taking two strides to the basket, and they're big, and they got big arms and big shoulders. That's what it looked like last night at the Garden.
Yeah, the thing about the Sixers, and again, we're projecting here, that is scary, and you guys know. I mean, Embiid, for me, as big and as skilled as he is, he should be dominating, and he's having a really good year. He might be the MVP. We'll see. But he's the kind of guy that would get Capella in foul trouble. Because his ability to do the things he does, Mike, and he up fakes and all that stuff, and Capella might bite a couple of times, and he might be in trouble, and then that hurts us on the glass. So I would see him guarding Capella, but DeAndre Hunter, and I've been saying this, his defensive prowess is a different deal for us, and his versatility. I would tell you this, Mike, I would have, if he was available last night, I would have put him on Randle. Because Randle is not going to get past him. He might even draw a couple of charges. I just, you know, that's what we're missing right now. So we'll see where it goes, guys. It's our strong arm story of the day. Trae Young, again, getting an MRI, but the x-rays were negative last night. It looks like he'll miss Friday, and we don't know if he'll miss beyond that. So we'll just keep an eye out. Hey, coming up, we're going to go around the yard with the Braves. Good start last night for Ian Anderson. What do you say all the time? Mr. Anderson.
Yeah, changeup was stymie in the Yankees. Yeah, I love watching the Yankees suffer. And Austin Riley got on the board with a big fly. Granted, it was an out everywhere else in the league. But, hey, you know what? We'll take it any way we can get it with Austin Riley as he's getting his confidence and his average up.
So we'll go around the yard. Braves off today. I'm assuming, because he's had a week off, Acuña's going to be back in the lineup tomorrow. Plus, they're at home. So we'll dive into that. We'll tell you what's coming up for the weekend for the Braves and much more. It's coming up next on Dukes and Bell. All right, guys. Big win last night for our Atlanta Braves as they get a day off. And let's talk about this, Mike, because some of the things we've been concerned about last night kind of played out. Now, remember, no Acuña in the lineup. Lineup was fairly similar to what we saw the night before, but we were able to be, you know, able to come through with some clutch hitting. But, Mike, it was about the clutch pitching, right? I mean, that was the key last night when you talk about Ian Anderson and how well he pitched in the Bronx.
Right, in front of his grandma, too, which I thought was kind of cool. If you didn't see, the 83-year-old grandma was mentioned. His parents were there. Remember, when he got pressed into service last year, it wasn't too hard, right? What, Red Sox and Yankees, remember that? Pretty cool, but last night he gets the job done. Change up was great. Just did a fantastic job of mixing up his pitches and really had the Yankees, which are they've been easily stymied this year, but he had him stymied. Only inning, Carl, that he got into trouble was his last, and I give credit to Snitker for letting him try to work out of it, but eventually they had to get Minter in there to clean it up, but otherwise a fantastic outing when they needed it.
Let's hear from Brian Snitker talking about Ian Anderson. This was one of the guys that I had talked about going into the season. How much could they improve? How much could they build on what they did in 2020? You know, guys like Max Fried are in a similar spot. We got to wait for Fried to come off the IL and see what he's going to be able to give us. Soroka, another guy.
More on him in a second, yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing, guys, to have a great season. And I'm not taking anything away from these guys because we love them. But you got to build on it.
You got to continue to be consistent. That's what makes greatness. Here's Brian Snicker on Anderson.
That's the best he's been, you know, I think all year. Spring training, everything, just as far as the three-pitch mix and command of his fastball. the total package was the best it's been this year.
Working. Can we add the into the rotation of Snicker comments, Carl?
Was he clearing his throat?
Chris, get on that. Meanwhile, the Braves last night, I didn't like – now, I said this to you earlier. We were talking about this before the show. I didn't like the small ball approach, but I guess when you're not really hitting well, you don't really look for the big inning. Is that the logic, Carl, that you go and you pinch? If you, for those who are not following my drift here, they did the bunt with runners on first and second, and then they walked Freeman. And if you didn't see it last night, it was Marcelo Ozuna. Could have been a double play. Luckily, he legs it out. But they went for the small balls approaches as far as let's go for the fences. I mean, especially it seemed like Yankee Stadium. I always feel like you got to shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Or am I just being pedantic on that?
Maybe. I think, you know, he's trying to get.
They had Adrian's bunt, basically.
And that's normally something you don't see. I mean, period, right? You just don't.
I knew that would work.
You're trying to get this offense some confidence. And, you know, one guy that needed it, that got it last night, was Austin Riley. I mean, Riley home run, singled, walked twice. The walks are him being patient at the plate and taking the right approach.
You're more impressed with the walks than the hits, aren't you?
Well, I think it's important because I want to see him hit home runs. I love the long ball like everybody else, but I also think he's got to be more persistent in getting on base and finding ways to get on base. And, Mike, when you're pressing, right, and I'm doing this thing where I'm rocking back and forth right now in my seat, and the pitch is coming, and here it comes, and I got to get a hit because I haven't had a hit, and I'm always sitting, and you go crazy in your head. Instead of just, if it's not there, don't swing at it. Wasn't there. And that's what he did last night. So, for me, that patience at the plate is what we need to see from Austin Riley. He will hit, guys. He hit last night. Let's hear Austin Riley talking about his approach.
Particular about, you know, what I swing at. Going in there, you know, having a plan and executing it. Whether it's, you know, I feel like they've been, you know, painting a lot of pitches and I haven't been chasing. And I think that, you know, puts me in a spot to where, you know, I'm able to barrel a ball up when they do, you know, mistake over the zone.
And again, I had a guy earlier today on Twitter going, you guys got to lighten up on Riley. He's 24. It's showtime, baby. You've been in the league for a couple of years. And again, the amazing start two seasons ago. Last year, tough in a small sample size. Would he have done better in 162? Don't know. But, you know, he's a career 233 hitter. We're looking for a little bit more punch at third base. And even Buster Olney told us this, a week ago. So we're not being too hard on Austin. But this is great. Do more of it, Carl. Everything he just talked about in that soundbite, that's part of being a professional baseball player.
So the team, we drew four walks in the fifth inning last night. That's key. So, again, the patience at the plate, make them throw strikes. And I think it helped us, you know, get on top and ultimately win the game. Five-game road trip, you come back 3-2. All right, I'll take it. Again, without Acuna being in the lineup, we didn't know that was going to happen. I'll take it. Smiley's on his way back. It looks like Saturday, Mike. It'll be Yanoa starting tomorrow for the Braves as they're back at Truist against Arizona. But let's talk about these other guys because you said Soroka, an update coming. What's the update?
Well, I saw that in the AJC, the AJC article basically saying that when Snicker was asked yesterday about it, he goes, oh, he's not even in the – that's not even in the conversation yet. Well, it's not? That's news to me. Yeah, I mean, I was under the impression we'd see Soroka like, you know, I don't know, May 1st. You know what Snitz said? He's so far away, it's not even relevant right now. This isn't a new development, just further, you know, not ready yet.
Okay. So
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I had him coming back mid-May. It may be late May.
Is that right, Skipper?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
It may be late May. Because, Mike, if he's saying that, I mean, again, there's a process, guys, and I know, you know, everybody talks about the alternate site, and, you know, AAA is about to start here in the month of May. After it got pushed back a month because of all the stuff that's been going on. But there's a process. Obviously, he's not along where they thought he would be. So that tells me they're probably going to keep him at the alternate site, let, you know, let AAA start, let him get maybe a couple of spot starts in there before they bring him up. That's what I'm thinking now, because I would have thought he was going to be ready by mid-May.
Right. And meanwhile, Smiley, according to our buddy Mark Bowman, will be activated Saturday against the Diamondbacks, who we haven't seen like in 2 years. Lefty Max Fried, still not been cleared. You brought that up. Hamstrings are tough, and everybody's different.
Bust that home run egg.
Yeah, I hear you. That was, what's that? What's that, Skip? Oh, the home run egg. Yeah, Austin Riley, the big 365-foot blast to right center. But this is why you talked about it. We knew that Anderson was going to be leaned on. And I like his makeup. I think he's just cool and can handle it. Now, Kyle Wright's a different story, and I think Bryce Wilson's somewhere in the middle. But I trust Wilson more than I trust Wright.
Yeah, I do too. The three guys, and I think you guys see this in Anderson. We've always said this, or at least the organization has said this about Anderson. It's Dukes and Bell. We go around the yard every day talking Braves at 540. That his potential was off the charts. We hadn't seen it. We kept saying, well, when are we going to see this guy? 2 years ago, when are we going to see Anderson? And we thought we'd see him come along when Soroka and Fried made their run to the bigs. And we didn't. You know, it was spotty. Now I think you see what they've been talking about. And now it's just about putting it together and being consistent. Mike, I think you have the makings of building around the rotation of Fried in no particular order. Soroka, and Ian Anderson, that's your three. Do you want to bring in, and like we did with Charlie Morton, bring in a veteran? That's fine. Do you want to continue to develop guys and have them? But I think those are going to be your three that's the structure. And how you build around them and what you do around them, that's going to be left up to AA. But I think those three guys are going to be here.
Yeah, I mean, I like what we're doing, but I still want the bullpen. The bullpen has got to get addressed. You've got to go get more help, brother. You've got, and again, I know that Shane Green, I'm not looking for Shane Green to be a closer. And Will Smith wasn't exactly Mr. Confidence last night, unless you give him a pass because it was a miserable, cold night. But are you still confident when Will Smith's out there to close?
Last night was the weather, and again, I'm going to say that, but it's funny because
you're not bringing Shane Green. I'm sorry to cut you off. Shane Green is coming back to be a setup guy. If they brought him back, I mean, Will Smith is the closer. End of story.
Yeah, he would be. Remember the plan. This is what I was saying about last year. We had a plan, you know, and whether you liked it or not, it worked. I know some people thought the other guy should be the closer. Melanson wasn't good enough or blah, blah, blah. But you had a 7th, 8th, 9th inning plant. You knew where you were going to go in a game where you had the lead, you need to maintain it, and we're going to shut this thing down. Right now, it's still early. It's April. But we're still searching for that, Mike. We're still searching to see who that's going to be. Right now, I got to tell you, I like what I've seen from Minter. I do.
Yeah, I know. And tough outing the other night, but last night. I mean, and that was, you know, remember, that was 2 innings. How often do we not see that in baseball, right? A relief pitcher actually used for 2 innings. Yeah. But, it's still early. The good news is it could be a lot worse. It could be the Yankees, man. If you missed it, they're just all over the place. Guys are losing their minds. They're realizing now they bought a complete lemon with the Giancarlo Stanton contract. But at least our guys, you know, we got a young group of guys. I still want more from Dansby, though. I can't lie to you. I need more from Dansby. Thank you. I think Sticker agrees.
Hey, I can't debate that. I think Dansby is trying to find it, too, right now. But good news is, split this series. Tomorrow we'll see what happens against the Diamondbacks over the weekend. And hopefully we get some more momentum and Acuna's back on the lineup. All right, coming up, top three at 6. And in about 25 minutes, we're going to get back to where it all started. Stay right there and find out what we're talking about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.